我们感谢主来到以赛亚书的最末了的几章。
We thank the Lord that as we reach the last few chapters of Isaiah,
我们就看到好些这个事情和启示录非常非常的接近。
We're able to see that many of the things that are recorded here are very similar, close to recordings in Revelation.
上次我们特别提出了这样的一个问题。
Last time we especially pointed out this question.
因为到了六十章以后，其实严格说起来是五十三章以后。
That is after chapter 60, but strictly speaking, this is after chapter 53.
那就是神把他的儿子作为弥赛亚显明出来的时候。
That is when God has manifested His Son as the Messiah.
神在他百姓中间要做的事情就一点一点一点的显明出来。
The work which God is to do amongst His people are revealed to us bit by bit gradually.
到了六十章的时候。
When we reach chapter 60.
那就很显然给我们看到有一直到六十六章我们看到就围绕着这样的一个事实来显明。
Very evidently, we're able to see this is manifested surrounded that central thought from chapter 60 to 66.
六十章好像是神在那里因着弥赛亚的显出而向他的百姓发出了呼召。
Chapter 66 seems to have a calling from God when he manifests this fact that his son is the Messiah.
那么然后六十一章到六十二章啊
Now in chapter 61 and 62,
那就好像作为弥赛亚的那一位神的儿子对神对百姓的呼召发出了响应。
That is the response of the Son of God who is the Messiah as he is calling to the people.
那六十三章可以说一直到末了。
And from chapter 63 to the end,
因着弥赛亚显出来的那种光景
That is because of the condition that is manifested by the Messiah.
以赛亚不是弥赛亚以赛亚就对这一个弥赛亚的显现发出了响应
Then it is the response of IsaiahTo the manifestation of the Messiah.
那我们今天继续从六十章的下半继续往前看。
Now tonight we'll continue on from the second half of chapter 60.
上次我们特别提了。
Last time we especially mentioned.
在以赛亚的日子。
In the days of Isaiah.
神给他看见将来必成的事。
God has given him vision to see of the things that will come to pass.
但是因为在旧约的日子一直到新天新地的这一段的时段
But because of the time period from the Old Testament to New Heaven and New Earth
那在神的安排的里头当中还插进了一些很重要的事
In the arrangement of God, of course, in that time period there are many important things that God has placed
头一个就是教会
The first being the appearance of the church.
第二个事情乃是国度的显现。
The second of that matter is the appearance of the kingdom.
然后就到了最末了，那新天新地的来到。
And then at the end we have the coming of the new heaven and new earth.
但在弥赛亚的那个日子。
But in the days of Isaiah,
他们站在以色列人的这个地位上
As they stand in the position of the Israelites
那在神给他们的启示的里边他们还没有接触到教会的这个事实
Therefore, in the vision which they have received they have not touched on this fact, this matter of the church
但是又不能说他们完全没有接触到这一个点
Now, But we cannot say they have completely not encountered this point
就像我们在五十五十八、五十九里边，我们所稍微提到的。
Just as we somewhat mentioned it in 58 and 59.
但是我个人相信。
But I personally believe.
以赛亚当时看到神给他们这一点点的光的时候，他不明白 究竟是怎么一回事。
At that time when God did give them that illumination, I believe Isaiah did not truly understand what that is all about.
他只能明白神悦纳以色列以外的人也归到他的名下。
Isaiah can only understand the fact that God accepts those outside of Israel to also be under his name.
但是怎么去接纳他们?
But how is the, are they to be accepted?
接纳他们到一个什么的程度?
Now, to what degree are that group accepted?
那在以赛亚书里头我们没有看到。
In the book of Isaiah, we do not see that.
我有一个倾向。神没有给他说的那么清楚。
I have this inclination, and that is God did not show him very clearly.
甚至是模模糊糊给他看到前头有这样的事情。
God only showed Isaiah merely that there is this that is to happen.
那么到了六十章以后呢?
Now after chapter 60,
神也向他说了很多事情。
God also spoke much to Isaiah.
但这许多的事情呢?
But in all these things,
我们今天在新约的里边读进去的时候,
For us who read into it in the New Testament,
我们很清楚的能看到,
very clearly we can see,
以赛亚所发表的交通是把国度跟新天新地完全混在一起。
The fellowship which Isaiah gives to us have mixed together the fact of the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth.
但你不能说以赛亚你怎么这样糊涂。
But we cannot blame Isaiah and say, Isaiah, how can you be so foolish?
因为在那一个日子
Because in those days,
他们没有在神儿子的救恩的里边来接受神恩典神生命的恩典。
That is because they have not received the grace of life that is in salvation in his son.
所以他们对属灵的事情还有一定的限制。
Therefore, they are still limited regarding spiritual matters.
所以神也没有给他说得很清楚。
Therefore, God did not tell him very clearly.
但神就把将来要发生的事情一股脑儿都告诉他了。
But God did just show him all of the things that are to come to pass.
他也只能照着神给他看见的、听见的，他也就是这样记录下来。
Then Isaiah can only record what God have showed him and allow for him to hear.
那所以我们看到在六十章以后，你看到以赛亚所交通出来的，你说他是国度像。
Therefore, in the fellowship of Isaiah, starting from chapter 60 on, when you see matters that pertains to a kingdom, you say, that seems to be it.
你说它是新天新地里头的事情，也像。
And when you read matters that seems to be in the new heaven and new earth, that is also seemingly right.
当你细细看下去的时候，你又觉得好像不完全像。
But when you read into it in careful detail, then you would also feel it doesn't seem right.
那我们了解到那个原因乃是因为站在旧约的那个地位上面要看神的永远的事情是有一点模糊。
Therefore, we can understand then, standing in the position in the old covenant, when you look in ahead into the things of God, then it is somewhat dim and not clear.
那所以我们看下来的时候就会有这样的一点好像不太明确的地方。
Therefore, when we read on, likewise, we see some places there seems to lack clarity.
所以我们必须要有这个 认知在这里。
But we must first have this understanding.
所以读到那些地方的时候，你不要把启示录拿出来做根据来说你说错了。
Therefore, we should not take what is recorded in Revelation and put it in Isaiah and say that is wrong here.
你说以赛亚，你不可以这样说的。
We cannot say Isaiah. You cannot put it in this way.
但是我们千万不能说这个话。
We dare not say those words.
因为在那个日子，主给他看见的就是这么许多。
Because that is what God has showed him in those days.
他也实实在在把他所看见、所听见的记录了下来。
And indeed, he recorded what he have seen and heard.
那我们从六十章的那个十五节那里开始来继续往前看。
Now we'll begin from Isaiah chapter 60 verse 15 onward.
那我想弟兄姊妹应该还有那个印象，从六十章一开始，神在那里呼召 以色列的百姓说，你们要兴起发光。
Now I believe brothers and sisters still have that impression in chapter 60 when God calls for the Israelites for them to arise and shine.
因为你的光已经来到。
For thy light has come.
那这个光是什么呢？
Now who is this light?
我们知道是直接指着弥赛亚来说的。
We know that this light is directly speaking of the Messiah.
因为神的儿子作为弥赛亚已经显出来了。
That is because the Son of God as the Messiah has already appeared.
他要把神的荣耀来发表出来了。
And he is to manifest the glory of God.
所以你们以色列不要再留恋在留在过去的那个那种痛苦的经历也好，蒙恩的经历也好，你们全都把它撇在一旁。
Therefore, Israel, come out of what you have experienced, whether it be good or bad, put that all aside.
因为那些事情已经过去。
Because all that is past.
如今神从四十章来说，神要安慰你们。
And that is because starting from Isaiah chapter 40, God says, I'm to comfort you.
现在到六十章的时候，神要兴起你们。
And now in chapter 60, God is to, for you to arise.
你们该在这个受安慰的那个基础上面来接受神这一个呼召。
And you need to accept this calling of God on the foundation of this comfort.
那所以我们看到从六十章开始，神一直告诉他们，你们那是过去的事情，也过去了。前面你们所等候要接上去的，都是神的荣耀丰富来成为你们的享用。
Therefore, starting from chapter 60, God tells them all that has happened as past. Now, God will be your glory and your abundance for your enjoyment.
所以从特别从第十节开始。
Therefore, starting especially from verse 10,
就说到他们跟外邦。
It speaks of the relationship between Israel and the Gentiles. When we read the history of the Old Testament, very clearly we can see whether it is the nation or the race of Israel. Of course, later on it is Judah to represent Israel. But generally speaking, and this race of Israel, in the entire history of the Old Testament, it was pretty much always at war with the other nations. But here you can see this matter. In this proclamation of Isaiah, when the Messiah comes, you can see then the situation completely changes.
怎么变了呢?
How does it change?
不是以色列欺负人。
It is not that Israel will be taking advantage of others.
也不是别的人来欺负以色列。
Or others picking on Israel.
而是以色列被放在一个地位上面。
But the fact that Israel is placed in this position,
列国都要尊他为大。
That other nations will honor Israel.
我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
那这个我们从前读撒迦利亚书的时候，一直都提到这个点。
Now we have mentioned this point repeatedly when we study the book of Zechariah.
因为这个就是国度显现以后的事情。
Now because that is the very matter of the events manifest in the kingdom.
国度在地上显出来的时候。
When the kingdom will be manifested on earth,
以色列就成了国度里头的神的众民当中那个主要的百姓。
Israel will become the main people, main focus of all the people of God in the kingdom.
而这所以成为主要的百姓。
Therefore, they will become the main people.
乃是因为在国度里头神当年拣选以色列的那一个目的成全了。
That is because the purpose of God's choosing of Israel is fulfilled in the kingdom.
而也可以说，神给亚伯拉罕的那个应许，在他的肉身的子孙上面做成了。
In other words, the promise which God gave to Israel now has been fulfilled physically upon Abraham's descendants.
弟兄姊妹总记得出埃及记十九章，我们是不断的提起这一部分的。
Brothers and sisters, you must remember Exodus chapter 19. We have mentioned it repeatedly.
神借着摩西对整个以色列民族说。
Through Moses, God declared to the entire nation of Israel.
你们若确实听从我的话， 遵守我的约,
and if you will keep my commandment and keep my law,
你们就怎样怎样怎样怎样,
and this and this and that will happen to you.
其中最明显摆出来的就是,
and a very clear fact of that statement is that they will become a kingdom of priests.
我们一再提到这个事情,
and we have mentioned this repeatedly.
什么叫做祭司的国度?
Now, what is it to be a kingdom of priests?
他们整个的国家,
that means their whole nation,
我说他们整个的民族,
or this race.
是站在神和人中间来做桥梁,
then they are a bridge for God and the people.
那弟兄姊妹们, 我们读撒迦利亚书的时候, 我们就看到这个情况。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Zechariah, we see that.
当国度显出来的时候,
when the kingdom is manifested,
列国要来寻找神,
if all the nations would seek for God,
列国要来见神的面,
and if the nations want to see the face of God,
他们怎么去见呢?
How is it they can see the face of God?
我们今天是凭着神的儿子耶稣基督。
Now, today it is by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那一个时候神的儿子耶稣基督是国度的王。
But at that time, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the King of the kingdom.
你要去见他的时候, 你不能说,
it is that you cannot say, it's according to you, I come to see you now.
那既然他们不能再凭借着神的儿子,
now, if the people cannot come to see the Son of God according to the Son of God,
那他们能不能去见神的儿子?
Then can they see the Son of God?
感谢神,
but we thank God.
祭司的国度就要起这个作用,
that is the function of the kingdom of priests.
是撒迦利亚书里头就说十个犹太人就抓住十个外邦人就抓住一个犹太人。
Now, therefore, in the book of Zechariah, it tells us then 10 Gentiles will take hold of one Jew.
说你领我们去见你们的神。
And tell him to bring me to see your God.
因为我们知道神是在你们中间与你们同在。
And that's because we know that God is with you. He is in your midst.
那当我们掌握了这一个
now, if we have grabbed hold of this event that will take place, then very clearly we can understand the position, the very important position which the race of Israel holds in the kingdom. That is because the function of the kingdom of priests will be manifested upon them.
我们从第十节你就看到主在那里宣告说, 外邦人必建筑你的城墙, 他们的王必服侍你。
Therefore, in verse 10, it tells us, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and thy king shall minister unto thee.
然后十二节你又再看, 那一邦那一国不侍奉你, 就必灭亡也必传染防废。
Verse 12, we see, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
and brothers and sisters, pay attention.
是你用的那个话, 用的那个字啊, 很, 很有意思。
And see the words of the Holy Spirit, and the terms used is very meaningful.
如果我们平常说侍奉, 侍奉的对象一定是神。
When we say to minister, to serve, of course the audience, the one receiving, would be God.
但是在这里你看到有一个很例外的 用法。
But here you can see the exception to this term.
那个侍奉的对象不是神。
The service is not God.
是谁呢?
Who is being serviced? It is Israel.
你说以色列怎么可以接受侍奉?
And you say, how can Israel receive service?
是,按照一般来说,这个不能用在他们身上。
Yes, generally speaking, this cannot be used upon them.
但是因为他们做了祭司的国度的这个事实。
But it is because of this fact that there are a kingdom of priests.
人要寻找神,人要侍奉神。
If man wants to seek after God, to serve God, they must go through Israel.
那所以在这一个地方, 主就对以赛亚说到那个事情的时候, 就说到列国都要在那里, 向, 用旧约的话来说, 说向以色列来进贡。
Therefore, in the terms of the Old Testament, if the people, the nations want to seek after God, they must pay the tribute to Israel.
像大卫的日子, 像所罗门的日子, 列邦都向他们来进贡。
Just as in the days of David and Solomon, the nations have to pay tribute to Israel.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那然后我们一直说，我们今天晚上要从十五节接上来。
We have mentioned repeatedly. We'll start with verse 15 this evening.
那现在我们真的要接上来。
Now we'll continue on with chapter verse 15.
那弟兄姊妹们，十五节一直到六十章末了这一段。
Now, 60 verse 15 to the end.
如果我们从字面上来看，
if we look at it from the letter of the word,
从文字上面来看，
just from the surface,
我们就看到一个什么事情呢？
What is it that we see?
我们可以这样说，
we can put it this way.
具体的我们不必细细去留意，
we do not need to look in detail, generally speaking,
因为字面已经说得很清楚，
because the letter of the word is very clear.
但是你要把这段话归纳起来的话，
but if you were to summarize this passage,
那是什么一回事呢？
what is this about?
我们感谢我们的主，
we thank our Lord.
我们可以这样说，
we can put it this way.
在国度的日子，
in the days of the kingdom,
神的丰富做了以色列的供应。
The fullness of God becomes the enjoyment for Israel.
但是翻过来呢？
But on the other hand,
以色列也用赞美来供应了神。
Israel, you use praise as a provision for God.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这是很有意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's very meaningful. Take note.
在那个文字上面来看。
If you look at it just from the recording,
你一直看见神说的这个事情。
You can see what God says.
念念也就行了。
We can just read over it.
十五节呢开始。
Starting with verse 15.
以色列被撇弃，被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为历代的喜乐。
Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations.
你也必吃万国的奶，又吃君王的奶，你便知道我耶和华是你的救主，是你的救主主，雅各的大能者。
Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I the Lord, and thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹很清楚，你就从字面上已经看到那样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, very clearly from the recording, you can see that.
过去神管教过他们。
Previously, God had disciplined them.
神鞭打过他们。
God had scourged them.
神惩治过他们。
God has punished them.
但是那些已经过去了。
But now that is past.
现在这国度的日子里头。
Now in the days of the kingdom.
你看到完全是神显明他的丰富来做。
You can see it is completely God's richness to be the provision for Israel.
那底下还有一些话是接上这个意思。
And of course, there are still words that will follow that train of thought.
那十七节。
Verse 17.
我要拿金子代替铜，拿银子代替铁，拿铜代替木头，拿铁代替石头，并要以和平为你的官长。以公义为你的监督。
For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stone iron I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness.
No, 刚才的那些是神的荣耀的丰富做他们的供应。
Now previously it was the glorious abundance of God to be their provision.
但是接上来。
But when we continue.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你地上不再听见强暴的事，境内不再听见谎言毁灭的事，你必称你的墙为拯救，称你的门为赞美。
Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy wall salvation and thy gates praise.
弟兄姊妹，这就不是物质了。
Brothers and sisters, no longer is this material.
这是他们生活的整个的环境了。
But this is just the condition, the environment which they live in.
那这里说出一些什么事情？
What does this tell us?
是神的权柄做他们的保护。
It is that by the sovereignty, the authority of God, it is their protection.
是神的权柄在那里做他们的保护。
It is God's authority that is their protection.
那所以在那段日子里头，再没有强暴的事情出来。
Therefore, in those days, no longer will there be violence.
也没有毁灭的事情出来。
Or wasting or destruction.
一切都是那样平和的。
All is at peace.
没有什么不义的事情可以有 那个条件来显露。
There's no condition for any unrighteousness to come forth.
那结果就带出一个什么的光景呢？
Now what condition will that bring forth?
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这一个。
Brothers and sisters, take note of this.
我不敢肯定现在所说到的是在国度里的事情。
I cannot confirm if this is speaking of the matters in the kingdom.
但是无论如何，国度一定在这个原则里。
Regardless, this is the principle of the kingdom.
那是什么事情呢？
Now, what condition is that?
他说，你必称你的墙为拯救，称你的门为赞美。
That is, you shall call your wall salvation and your gates praise.
弟兄姊妹们，城墙就是一个保护。
Brothers and sisters, the city walls is a protection.
但是这个保护是根据一个拯救的大能。
But this protection is according to this might of this salvation.
那当然这个是谁所做的？
Of course, this is the work of God.
神的大能成为他们的拯救。
It is the might of God that is their salvation.
如果以国度这一个点来说，
If we look at it from the point of the kingdom,
弟兄姊妹都记得，
Brothers and sisters, you remember,
在国度开始以前，
Before the kingdom is to begin,
以色列的那个光景是怎么呢？
What is the condition of Israel?
他们从何米基多顿的那个战场上撤退回到耶路撒冷。
That is from the battlefield of Armageddon, they have retreated back into Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷整个的给那个地上的列国围攻了。
And Jerusalem is besieged by the nations of the earth.
也局部的攻破了。
And they have broken into Jerusalem.
三分之一已经给敌人占去了。
And one third of the city has been taken hold by the enemy.
那弟兄姊妹到了这个时候，
Now brothers and sisters, at that time,
看当时的环境，
If we look at the condition,
谁都没有把握说以色列还有前途。
No one there would say that there's still a future for Israel.
今天很多很多人在那里喊要把以色列从地图上抹掉。
Even today, many would cry out that they will wipe out Israel from the earth.
到了那一个时候，
At that time,
你看看那个光景，你真的说以色列快要给在地图上给抹掉了。
When we see that condition, truly it is about Israel about to be wiped out from the earth.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
我们从先知的话里头很明确的知道。
From the words of the prophets, we clearly know.
就当他们最危急的时候。
It is at their most dangerous time.
他们真的是绝望的时候。
When they're completely hopeless.
他们没有路可以逃的时候。
Then there is no more way of escape.
就是说他们只有在那里等死的时候。
That is, in other words, they're only waiting to perish.
他们转过来仰望神。
Now they turn to look to God.
神就让我们的主带同千万的圣者，就是带同教会一同降临到地上。
Then God will allow for His Son to bring the Holy Ones, that is the Church, to descend on earth.
就给以色列剩下的人一个好大的拯救。
And will bring forth a great salvation to the remnant of Israel.
那详细的我们不提了。
Now we won't go into detail.
经过了这一个。
Now through that,
国度就开始了。
The kingdom begins.
因为神主用他降临的荣光，把敌基督的权势，把撒旦的那一个能力，全都从地上做了一个结束。
That is, with the glorious power of his coming, it puts an end to the power of the Antichrist and Satan.
那所以国度就开始了。
And that is the beginning of the kingdom.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，当你着眼在国度的时候，你看见国度的起头是神的拯救。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we focus on the kingdom, the beginning of the kingdom is the salvation of God.
而国度的进程仍然是满了神的拯救的能力的扶持和保守。
Of course, in the progress of the kingdom, it is also filled with the salvation, the keeping, and the protection of God's power.
到了国度的最末了，
and at the end of the kingdom,
就是撒旦要给暂时放出来，
that is when Satan will be temporarily freed.
那他又鼓动全地的那些悖逆的那个力量来 对付神。
Once again, he will incite all the people to rebel against God.
围攻那个圣徒的营。
To surround the camp of the saints
和蒙爱的城
and the beloved city
在那个时候
at that time
仍然是主自己来显明那一个能力和权柄从最末了的那一个撒旦的悖逆
It is still the Lord manifested his might and power to bring forth deliverance from the rebellion from the power of the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹你特别注意他不单是说你的墙成为拯救
Therefore, it does not only say, brothers and sisters here, your walls called salvation.
你特别留意中文圣经翻译的里边用了一个字加上去
But look at the Chinese translation, there's this word added on.
你必称你的墙为拯救
But you must call your walls salvation.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个是很肯定了。
Brothers and sisters, this is for sure.
因为在国度从开始一直到末了，神的权柄能力在那里显出，叫他们不再。
That is because from the beginning to the end of the kingdom, the manifestation of God's authority and power would not cause us to be feared. And thy gates shall be called praise.
弟兄姊妹们，你想想看。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
门的作用是什么？
What is the function of a door?
那当然，门的作用，你说那就那也就是。可以说就是一个保护了。
Of course, you can say the door itself is also another layer of protection.
不过在这个地方，我想保护的那个成分不是顶高。
But I don't think the aspect of protection is too great in this recording of the gates here.
在这里说到你的门必称为赞美。
But here, when it says your gate shall be called praise,
而是说到他们整个生活里头的。一个很关键的事物
speaks of the fact in their living a very crucial matter.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得门
Brothers and sisters, you understand that the door
你要是居住在那个屋子里
If you're to live in that house
你要出外
If you want to go out
或是你要从外头回来
Or come in
你必须要经过那个门
You must go through that door
那就是你一进一出
That is your coming in and you're going forth
那就是说到我们整个生活里头的一切活动的那个实际的光景
speaks of the practical condition of all our daily living
那弟兄姊妹你把这样的一个领会用赞美来贴上去
Now brothers and sisters you have that in your impression and you add on to that praise
弟兄姊妹简单的来说你就说那一个时候整个国度里头所充满的就是人上神的赞美。
Very simply then, all that is filled in the kingdom is the praises from man to God.
因为你进也赞美。
Because when you're coming in, you praise.
你出也赞美。
And when you're going forth, you praise.
为什么你能进一进一出都能赞美
？Why is it that you can come in and go forth with praises?
因为在那些日子里头，神的百姓无论他遇上什么事情。全是神的恩典的扶持和供应。
That is because no matter what befalls the people of the kingdom, it is completely surrounded by the grace and provision of God.
那弟兄姊妹记得《申命记》里边有一句话。
Brothers and sisters, you remember these words in Deuteronomy.
用好的方面来说是那句话。
If we say it is positive, it's still those words.
用坏的。方面来说仍然是那句话
if it's negative it is still those words
如果我们读过生命记你应该会有一点点那个印象
if we have read through Deuteronomy we'll have that impression
神告诉他的百姓
God tells his people
如果你们真实的听从他的话遵行他的约
if you truly will keep his commandment and his covenant
你们出也蒙福入也蒙福
You'll be blessed in your going forth and your coming in.
这是好的那一方面。
And that is the good side of it.
但是不好的那方面,
but on the contrary,
如果你们不听从神的话,
if you do not keep the word of God,
不理会神的心思,
and you're not mindful of his heart,
你们出也受咒诅, 入也受咒诅,
now you're going forth and you're coming in will be cursed.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这就是说一进一出, 你要么就是在神的恩典的包围里头，要么就落在神的追讨里。
That is, in other words, either you're going forth and you're coming in is under the protection of God, otherwise it is outside.
但是感谢赞美我们的神,
but we praise and thank our God.
到了国度的时候,
in the days of the kingdom,
那这样的那个光景已经可以说告一个大段落了。
That condition, we can say, is placed on the side. Now, because in those days there is no curse.
所以没有出也咒诅,
therefore, there is not going forth or coming in, and you're cursed.
那剩下的是什么?
Then what is left?
你出也蒙福,
then blessed are you going forth and you're coming in.
完全活在神的祝福里边的人,
those who are completely living under the blessing of God. Now, before God, their response will be very fresh, very correct, and that is praise. We thank our God. That is the condition in the kingdom. Now, even though these descriptions are not very concrete, but very abstract, and even though it is an abstract description, we're able to understand from that illustration what the concrete matters are. We thank and praise our God. It is because God proclaims this to them. Therefore, when we go back to see the first verse in chapter 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Then, brothers and sisters, when we see the description, whether concrete or abstract, we see what that is about. We thank our Lord. Now, when we read to this point, we're able to say with confidence this is the condition that is manifested in the kingdom. That is God himself who arranges and who wills all matters. But brothers and sisters, take note.
我们刚才说,
we have said
在以赛亚的日子,
in the days of Isaiah,
他从遥远的地方来观看国度和新天新地, 就朦朦胧胧的, 只是看见这么一些事。
When he sees from afar this matter of the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth, he can see it very dimly, not very clear.
但是他没有办法很清楚地来把这里边的事情很确实地把它说明。
Isaiah was not able to very clearly express what he was seeing.
那先到20节我们看到这种光景。
Now we can see that condition from verse 20 on.
那弟兄姊妹你留意20节怎么说了。
Pay attention to what it says in verse 20.
他说你的日头不再下落,你的月亮也不退缩,因为耶和华必照你永远的光,你悲哀的日子也完毕了。
Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light.
你的居民都成为义人,永远得地为业,是我种的栽子,我手的工作,使我得荣耀。
And the days of thy mourning shall be ended, the people shall also be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified.
弟兄姊妹,这是神要做成的那件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God is to do.
但是你也能很确定的,如果你读 新约,特别读启示录,是有点领会的话,你就说,这个事情应该不是发生在国度里。
But when you have some understanding, especially when you read Revelation and have this impression, then you might question and say, this passage here should not be happening in the kingdom.
因为在国度的里面,你仍然看见 一天24小时,白天跟黑夜轮流在那里。
Because in the condition of the kingdom, you can still see the 24 hours a day and the day and night coming forth. Because God has pointed specifically at that matter to say this.
如果白日黑夜的月可以取消,
and that is, if the day and night will be gone, then my covenant with David also should not be established. Now, very clearly then, from that we can see in the days of the kingdom, the day and night will still be there rotating. But what does it say here in verse 20?
太阳不杀热,
the sun shall not go down.
月亮也不退缩,
and the moon shall not withdraw itself.
你说这个应该是新天新地里头的事情啊。
Then you might say, this should be the new heaven and new earth condition.
对,
yes, this is the condition in the new heaven and new earth.
因为我们读启示录20章就看到这个观点。
Because when we read Revelation chapter 20, we see this condition.
在那里原没有黑夜。
Now, there is no day or night there.
不需要日光照,
and you do not need the light of the sun.
那不需要日光照, 那光从哪里来呢?
If you don't have the light from the sun, where does the light come from?
有神和羔羊为城的灯,
that is because God and the Lamb shall be the light for the city.
一直是在神和羔羊的荣耀的光照的底下,
they are completely illuminated by the glory of God and the Lamb.
弟兄说,你往下读那一句,
brothers and sisters, when we read on, we see that condition.
那为什么日头不下落呢?月亮不退缩呢?
Now, why does the sun shall no more go down or the moon withdraw itself?
因为耶和华必作你永远的光,
for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light.
弟兄说,什么叫永远?
Brothers and sisters, what is everlasting?
永远就是时,
everlasting means there is no more limit of time. The concept of time is useless.
因为在那个时候, 不是说今天是什么天,
now, because in those days, not what day is today.
因为在那, 到了那一个时候,
because at that time,
永远开始的时候,
that is the beginning of eternity. It is infinite.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
当以赛亚的日子,
in the days of Isaiah,
神就在那里宣告, 神自己要做他百姓的永远的光,
God himself proclaims that he shall be the everlasting light of the people.
还有你再往上看,
and if we read on,
你的居民都成为义人,
thy people also shall be all righteous.
永远得地为业,
they shall inherit the land forever.
弟兄们,
brothers and sisters, this is also not the condition of
弟兄们,
the kingdom.
从,
now how do we know this is not the condition of the kingdom?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当国度那一千年完了,
after the thousand year of the kingdom ends, and Satan is temporarily free, he's able to incite the people of the earth to have a very great rebellion toward God. There's still that condition in the kingdom.
那国度里头的人怎么都称为义民?
And how can the people be called all righteous?
还有,
and it says they shall inherit the land forever. This does not appear in the kingdom, because there's only 1,000 years in the kingdom. Kingdom cannot be everlasting. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see what Isaiah saw, it is seeing through the kingdom into the new heaven and new earth.
但是他没办法能把新天新地和国度很明确地把它分出来。
But there is no way for him to clearly define what is the kingdom and what is the new heaven and new earth.
但是他却看到一个事实,
but he does see this fact.
弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, this is a very important fact.
这个并不是太, 重要的事。
Whether you can define what is the kingdom, what is the new heaven and new earth, is not very important.
但是有一件事情你不能忽略的。
But there's one thing you must pay attention to.
那是什么？
What is that?
你要看到国度也好，新天新地也好， you, 是神自己手里头的工作。
You must see that whether it's the kingdom or the new heaven and new earth, they are all the work of God's hand.
那神手里头的工作要带出一个什么结果呢？
Now what is the result of the work of God's hands?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, you can see
使我得荣耀，
that I may be glorified.
21节最末了的那一
节。At the end of verse 21,
神做了这许许多多的事情。
God have done all these matters.
神所以做这许许多多的事情，
and God does all these matters
为要让神得荣耀，
that God may be glorified.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这一句话的时候，
brothers and sisters, when we read these words,
我们 不是单单只是看见，当神将来做成这许多的时候，神就得了荣耀。
It is not that God, after he completes all of these, then he is glorified.
我们没有办法不回到创世纪第一章看神在那六日创造里头的宣告。
Then we must go back to Genesis and see the six days of creation.
那不单是六日，那个六日的创造所宣告的，不单是包括当时地的那个情形。
What is proclaimed there in the six days of salvation is not only concerning the condition of the earth.
也包括地成为空虚混沌渊面黑暗的那个原因。
But it also includes the reason why the earth became formless and void.
什么原因呢？
What reason is that?
撒旦的悖逆。
It is because of the rebellion of Satan.
在宇宙的中间造成了不服神的权柄，不尊神的伟大，不以神的荣耀为至高的那一个悖逆的情形。
That is because there is this situation in the midst of the universe that because of Satan's rebellion, he did not honor God's authority and glory as the highest.
所以我们看到神在这六日的创造，一直到最末了把人造出来的时候，
therefore,
神就宣告他的目的。
Therefore, in the six days of creation, we can see when God does all that is created, including man, then we can see the purpose of God.
我要照着我们的形象和样式来造人。
Let us create man according to our own image.
这是关乎神荣耀的显出的问题。
And that has to do with the manifestation of God's glory.
所以说我要把所造的一些交给他们去管理。
And I will, they will rule over all that I've made.
这是关乎神的权柄的问题。
And that has to do with the authority of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, we can see.
在神那六日的恢复的创造的上头所显明的那一个目的。
In the revival in, of God's six days of creation, we can see the purpose of God's work.
明明让我们留意到乃是神恢复整个宇宙回到正常的那一个光景里。
We're able to see that it's God's restoration of the universe back to being in its normal condition.
那个正常的光景是什么？
Now what is that normal condition?
神的荣耀给高举。
That it is God's glory that is magnified.
神的权柄统管万有。
And it is God's authority that governs over all.
现在我们看到。
Now we can see.
神说到了那一个日子。
God says at that day.
到地上的居民都成为义人。
When thy people shall all be righteous.
永远得地为义人。
And they shall inherit the land forever.
神永远做他们的光，不再需要日月的光照。
That God will be their everlasting light, no longer needing the light of the sun and moon.
为什么？
Why?
为了我的，叫我得荣耀。
That I may be glorified.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那到了这一个时候。
At this time.
那这许许多多所提到的事情，明明是新天新地里头的那个实际。
All of these matters that are mentioned very concretely is in the new heaven and new earth.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，你读以赛亚书的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Isaiah,
你读到六十六章
，You read chapter 66,
你看到以赛亚用了新天新地这个词
，You can see Isaiah uses this term, new heaven and new earth.
但是呢，他却把新天新地和国度的事情全都调和在一起。
Yet he mixes all the events and matters of the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth.
因为在他那个日子，他实在没有看见
That is because in his days he cannot see very clearly that far ahead. But he does see one thing. And as long as he sees that one thing, it is enough. Now in his days, whether Isaiah was able to clearly define the new the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth is not important. The most important is the fact that he sees that God will be glorified. And we thank the Lord. If we continue to read on, I believe, even though Isaiah may not clearly know where the boundaries are as far as things that are arranged, but he sees yet another thing. It's okay as if and if I see it very dimly right now. Because it is not I, Isaiah, who will bring this to pass. But God shows me, Isaiah, that he will do this. Not only will he do this, brothers and sisters, pay attention what Isaiah says about this. If we do not pay attention, we'll just go through it. But when we pay careful attention, again, Isaiah comes into contact with the authority of God. Because here, he records very directly what God shows him. That is the last verse in chapter 60. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to see this verse. Does it not bring forth the authority of God? I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. The key to this verse is in His time. In other words, all the things that Isaiah saw, he just cannot clearly define and break forth what is what time. But whether Isaiah see it or not, it's not important. But I, Isaiah, know this. That God, according to His will, according to His authority, and by His power, with all these things, according to His arrangement, in His time, one by one will be hastened and completed. Indeed, we praise and thank our God. Now, of course, when we read these words, we're able to see how God, all the things one by one, according to God's plan, will be fulfilled. As for us who live in time and space, there is a spiritual lesson for us to learn. And this is not a very new lesson that we are unaware of. But it is a lesson we oftentimes neglect. And that is, in God's time, brothers and sisters, we must confess. And this matter regarding God's time is a lesson we do not learn well. If we know of this one thing that God will do, or we turn it around and say we ask God to do this thing, Very seldom would we say in your time. But yet we set the time for God.
主啊,你替我做好这个事情。
Lord, just do this for me.
主啊,这个事情是你要做的。
Lord, this is what you want done.
你不能迟延,你马上就要把它做好。
You cannot delay, you must do it now.
弟兄姊妹们,这个都说出了我们
Brothers and sisters, all this merely points out the fact in our learning of the matter of God's time, we are not very good. But we thank our Lord. Isaiah sees.
他虽然对前头的事情有一些朦胧,
even though there may be some dimness in the matters ahead, but he grabbed hold of two very important things. One is that all things are to glorify God. On the other hand, it is that according to his time, God will manifest his authority, his power, and his will. We praise and thank our Lord.
那整个的60章,我们可以这样说,那是神
We can put chapter 60 in this way, that is, according to his own will, God has a calling for his people. So that even in situations that are not good, they still must arise and shine.
那弟兄姊妹,也许我们在这里读经那么久,弟兄姊妹已经可以会分辨,我常常用那两个词。
Now, brothers and sisters, since we have Bible study for such a long period of time, perhaps you can discern of these two terms that I use.
我把神的百姓很严格的是限定在以色列的身上。
When I say the people of God, I very strictly limited that to Israel.
我也把 神的儿女这一个词是很严格的固定在教会的身上。And
I also use this phrase, the children of the Lord, very strictly upon the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们,当你听到我交通到这两个词的时候,你不要把它混乱。Therefore,
brothers and sisters, when you hear me share these two terms, do not be confused.
神的百姓就是神的百姓。The
people of God are the people of God.
神的儿女就是神的儿女。The
children of God are the children of God.
那我们感谢我们的神,
now we thank our God.
神在我们身上, 不管是从前的神的百姓和现在神的儿女,
now upon us, whether it be the people of God or the children of God now,
神做工的目的都是为了要显明他的荣耀。
The purpose of God's work is in order to manifest his glory.
神的工作一直是根据他自己的旨意和他的时间,
The work of God is always according to his own will and his own time and not determined by us. Now after God has such a calling for the people,
我们从经文的继续往前去看的时候,我们就看到61章,62章, 刚才我提了,那是神的儿子在那里响应主这一,父的这一个宣告。
We can see then, as we continue on chapter 61 and 62, as I mentioned previously, this is the Son that is responding to the calling of the Father.
那么这个做子的那个弥赛亚的响应是什么呢?
Now, what is the response of the Son who is the Messiah?
是响应在神这个荣耀的永远的旨意的里头,他所做的是什么?
The response is in this eternal glorious will of God. What is it that he is doing?
他怎么借着他所做的把神的这一个心意带到
And how is it through the work of what he is doing to bring this will of the Father into completion?
那所以弟兄姊妹, 当你一转到61章的时候,
Therefore, when we turn to chapter 61,
你很清楚就听到主在那里说话了。
Very clearly, we can see the Lord's words here.
那是弥赛亚在那里说话了。
That is the words of the Messiah.
他说主耶和华的灵在我身上。 因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑人，差遣我医治医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩典和我们神报仇的日子。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安，悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们成为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。To
comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
那弟兄姊妹，你读下来的时候，你绝对不可能说这个是以赛亚的反应，在那里说到他自己要怎样为主来做工。Now,
brothers and sisters, when we read it, we surely would not say that is the response of Isaiah, how Isaiah would work for the Lord.
又很显然的，里面所提到的这许许多多的事情。
Because very apparently all that is mentioned here, aside from the Lord himself, no one can do these things. Because all these things mentioned here are not done by men. Man cannot do them. It is done by the Son of God.
在以色列人的心思里面呢，是弥赛亚来做的。
In the hearts of the people of Israel, it is done by the Messiah.
弥赛亚怎么来做呢?
Now, how is the Messiah to do this?
因为弥赛亚是神特别所选召的。
That is because the Messiah is specially anointed by God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
从53章开始,
Starting from chapter 53,
我们不住地在那里看到弥赛亚。 这个事实的显出来。
We continue to see the manifestation of the Messiah.
但是这许许多多显明弥赛亚的话,
All these words that evidently manifest the Messiah,
没有一个地方提到这个弥赛亚是神的儿子道成肉身而显出来的。
There is not one place that mentions the Messiah is the Son of God, who is the Word became flesh, to be manifested in that way.
那所以在以色列人的心思的里面，他们只能领会摩西当年所说的那个话。Therefore,
in the hearts of the Israelites, the only way for them to comprehend the words spoken by Moses in those days,
将来神要在你们中间兴起一个弟兄像我,
that, and the Lord will raise up a brethren in our midst like me,
你们要听从他的话,
and that you must obey him.
如果有人不听从他的话, 这人就当从民中剪除,
if anyone does not obey him, they shall be cut off from the people.
那是在犹太人在以色列人的心思的里面, 他们认定弥赛亚只就是他们弟兄当中的一个。
Therefore, in the impression of the Israelites, the Messiah is one of them, a brethren amongst them.
他们从没想到这一个弥赛亚是在人的眼睛看来是他们弟兄当中的一个。
In the eyes of man, they feel that the Messiah is a brethren amongst them.
但是他的来历却不是在他们中间出来的。
Yet, he does not originate come from them.
以赛亚说到那么许多关乎弥赛亚的事情，他没有很清楚的说到这一个。Now,
when Isaiah speaks so many evident words of the Messiah, he did not clearly tell of that.
就是在起头的时候。But
at the beginning,
他说了一些话，已经很，我们新约的人来读呢，就很明亮了。
For us who read it from the New Testament, it is very illuminated. But for those in the Old Testament, there's no way for them to understand what this is all about. There is a son given to us.
他的名字叫做奇妙，叫车士。他的名字叫奇妙，叫车士。
And his name shall be called Wonderful and Counselor.
他又是永在的父，和平的君。
He is the Eternal Father and the Prince of Peace.
那然后底下就还也说了。好些
And then there goes on many other descriptions.
那个政权要担在他的肩膀上。
And he shall bear the government upon his shoulders.
显然这个就是说的弥赛亚。
Apparently that's speaking of the Messiah.
显然在那里已经隐隐约约的说出这个弥赛亚的来源不是只是限于你们当中兴起一位弟兄像我。那么简单。
Therefore, it is hiddenly in that message even that it is not simply a brethren that is raised amongst them that is like Moses.
但是以色列人能领会的没有几个。
But there are not many Israelites who can understand that.
所以我们就想到四福音的里头为什么祭司长打下的祭司们文士法利赛人撒都该人全都包括在里头，没有一个人里边有这一点光，看到是神的儿子来到人的中间，作为弥赛亚赏赐给我们。
Therefore, none of those, including the chief priests and the priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, have any light to see the fact that it is the Son of God that's given to us as the Messiah.
虽然神在旧约里面有很多的话是隐隐约约的提出弥赛亚不是一个普通人。
Even though there are many words hinting, hiddenly telling us that the Messiah is not a common man.
女人的后裔就已经说出这不是一个普通的一般人。
Even the term, the fact that it is the seed of woman, it is not a common person.
但是在那些日子里边，神的百姓没有几个能体会这一点。
Yet in those days, not many of the people of God would understand this point.
那好了，现在以赛亚来说到弥赛亚的一些具体的工作了。
Now here, Isaiah speaks of the practical work of the Messiah.
那五十三章是说到弥赛亚的显出来。
Chapter 53 tells us the appearance of the Messiah.
61章就说到弥赛亚的具体的工作的表现。
Chapter 61 describes to us the work of the Messiah.
人就看到了弥赛亚之所以能做工。
Man sees the fact that the Messiah can work.
乃是他跟以利亚他们做工没有两样。
It is in the same principle to them as just as Elijah was working.
或者跟以利亚做工也没有两样。
Or the work which Elijah manifested.
因为弟兄姊妹记得以利亚在以利亚升天的时候他所求的是一件事情你双倍神给你的圣灵双倍的给我。
That is because we recall what Elijah asked for when Elijah was taken up, that you give me a double measure of the spirit which you gave unto Elijah.
他在以色列人的心思里面，他们能为神做工，那基本上是神的灵在那里做动力。
Therefore, in the impression of the Israelites, the fact that anyone can work for God is because the Spirit of the Lord was upon them to be their power.
所以他们会想到他们的弥赛亚大概也是差不多这样。
Therefore, in their impression, that is perhaps how the situation of their Messiah would be.
尤其是以赛亚在这里说了这番话。
So Isaiah says these words here.
主耶和华的灵在我身上。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
因为耶和华用膏膏我。
Because the Lord have anointed me.
这完全是一般人被神用的那一个经历。
This is generally the experience of those who are used by God.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
虽然这里没有说到弥赛亚是道成肉身的神的儿子。
Even though here it does not say the fact that it is the Son of God who is the Word becoming flesh.
但是在旧约里头从来没有隐藏他的神的儿子要成为人的事实。
But God has never hidden the fact that the Son of God will become man. Even though the words that are used may be more hidden,
但是无论如何, 灵里面苏醒的人,
now, regardless, those who are alert, awake in their spirit would know he is not an ordinary man. We thank our Lord.
那当他在这里对神的呼召有一个响应的时候,
here, when the Lord has a response to God,
他就借着他手所做的, 他要做的那个事情显明他不是一般人。
He uses the work of his hand to tell us the fact that he is not an ordinary man.
因为弟兄姊妹你看到什么呢?
What do we see, brothers and sisters?
如果他光是一致伤心的人,
now if he was only to bind up the brokenhearted, Isaiah did that. Elijah did that.
但是你说到 那个报告被掳的得释放被囚的出监牢,
or to proclaim liberty to the captive and an opening of the prison to them that are bound,
又说出报告耶和华的恩典和神报仇的日子,
or to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, then, brothers and sisters, you can see this is not in the boundary of the work of the prophets in the Old Testament. Because here, to be set free from their captivity is not the matter of captivity in Babylon. But the captivity here are the captive who are bound by Satan and subjected to death because of the fear of death.
被囚的出监牢也不是说上约瑟从监里边给带出来,
and the opening of the prison to them that are bound is not an example of Joseph who was in prison and now set free.
弟兄姊妹你看到的,
brothers and sisters, you can
see.
But here, to those who are in prison are those who are prisoners of sin and death. We praise and thank our God. At this place, it especially tells us, in this proclamation of the Lord God, it also includes the day of the vengeance of our God. Then this will broaden the boundary to compass even more. It is not that the 10 tribes are captive by Assyria, or merely Judah being in captivity in Babylon. But what is mentioned here,
乃是神的对头,
but the fact of the adversary of God is not any person on earth. There is not any enemy for God amongst man. And even though we are at enmity with God, yet God does not treat us as his adversary. Now, if truly God were to hold us as his adversary, then he would not send his only begotten son to be hung on the cross for you or me. Now, who is the adversary of God? We all know. Satan is the one who God wants to deal with. But the vengeance of the Lord is not merely a return from captivity from Assyria or Babylon. So the day of vengeance of God speaks of the fact that now he has taken care of Satan. Now we thank God.
是到了这样的一个地步。
Because it's only in that point.
弟兄姊妹，你才看见底下的那些事情的发生。
Then brothers and sisters, we can see what will happen.
是华冠给锡安悲哀的人带起灰尘。
To give unto them beauty for ashes and appoint unto them that mourn in Zion.
喜乐油代替悲哀。
The oil of joy for mourning.
赞美衣代替忧伤之衣。
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
让他们给称为公义树。
That they might be called trees of righteousness.
是耶和华把他们栽种起来。
The planting of the Lord.
来显明神的荣耀。
That he might be glorified.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
就是弥赛亚那个具体的所做的。
This is the practical work of the Messiah.
整个的来说是什么呢?
As a whole, what is that about?
把人从最合适的权势的里头释放出来，带他们回到神起初造人的目的。
That is to free man from the power of sin and death, and to bring them back under the original purpose of God's creation of man.
是到了这样的一个地步，神的荣耀才显出来。
It's only at that condition then the glory of God will be manifested.
是到了这一个地步，才能有华冠代替灰尘。
It is only at that time then there would be beauty for ashes.
喜乐油代替悲哀。
And oil of joy for mourning.
赞美代替忧伤之灵。
And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
然后给称为公义树。
And then they will be called trees of righteousness.
什么叫做公义树?
What does it mean to be trees of righteousness?
弟兄姊妹们，话语很简单。
These words are simple.
能结出公义的果子来的树就是公义树。
That tree which is able to bear the fruit of righteousness then is called a tree of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候以色列民也好，全体人也好，能显出这个公义树的事实出来呢？
Now brothers and sisters, when is it we can manifest the fact of the trees, whether it be Israel or all people?
谁能做成这样不可思议的工作呢？
And who is able to do such unfathomable work?
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
只有神所兴起的弥赛亚他能做。
It is only the Messiah that's risen by God who is able to do this.
并且从这段话里头你看到他是从救恩的预备一直到新天新地的显出，很浓熟在这几句话的里头。
We're able to see very condensed are these words that tell us the preparation of salvation even unto new heaven and new earth.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Well, we praise and thank our God.
这是弥赛亚的工作。
This is the work of the Messiah.
这个工作是响应父的呼召。
This work is to respond to the calling of the Father.
那我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
我们今天晚上就看到这。
This evening will end here.
那上礼拜回来的时候我们再看弥赛亚怎么来成就他这一个响应的宣告。
Next week we'll return and see how is it that the Messiah will fulfill this response of his.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
我们一定打不到。
Let us